This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, July 30th, 2018. I'm Mark Belanger. A global campaign by labour organisations to condemn the attacks on health workers in Gaza is growing. Public Services International, which represents public service unions around the world, is calling on its 700 unions to pressure their governments to state their opposition to the attacks and call on the Israeli government to fulfil its obligations under international human rights law. The latest incident took place during demonstrations held by the people of Gaza called the Great March of Return along the border with Israel. On June 1st, 21-year-old Razan Al-Najjar, a recently graduated nurse, was killed by an Israeli sniper. She was a member of the General Union of Health Service Workers Gaza, an affiliate of the PSI. Rosa Pavanelli, the PSI's general secretary, said the killing was completely unacceptable. She called on governments and other authorities to pressure the Israeli Defense Forces to cease targeting health workers. The PSI was supported by the International Trade Union Confederation. ITUC General Secretary Sharon Burrow said that health workers in the occupied territories should be fully protected under the Geneva Convention. Meanwhile, the situation in Gaza seems to be growing even more dire. Jamie McGoldrick is the UN's humanitarian coordinator for the occupied Palestinian territory. He talked to UN Radio about the situation in Gaza.
11 years of a blockade, restrictions of movement. Some people of that age have never left Gaza. Some people have never gone out of that strip. It's only 42 kilometres long. So it's a very restricted area. Agricultural produce doesn't go as easy as it could. Imports are very, very difficult. And difficult for two ways. One, the restrictions coming in. But I think more importantly is that the lack of purchasing power. I mean, 4 or 5 months ago, 10,000 trucks were coming in a month through these crossing points. Now it's down to 6,000. And that's demand driven because people don't have the money. 60% of the population of 18 to 30 don't have work. They don't have a job. So people have this, the inability to bear this any further. And that's why these demonstrations and the violence that comes with that and the number of people who have been killed and injured hasn't stopped the demonstrations. And it's a frustration. It's individuals who can't take this no longer. And they want to try and tell the world and show the world that this is an unsufferable place. I mean, I think the health sector sort of tells the story of all that's wrong with Gaza. It's been undermined, underwhelmed, under-resourced for over 10 years. So the resources required, the equipment required to keep the services going for the Palestinian population in Gaza is very, very desperate. And then this whole upsurge of injured people who come as a result of this march of return to the fence, we've had 9,000 people injured. And one day we had almost 300 people shot and wounded on the 14th of May. And if you were to look at any hospital in any major capital in the world, be it London or Tokyo, they wouldn't be able to cope with that number. And yet these guys who are under-resourced and they don't have the support that they need and all the equipment they require and the expertise had to deal with that. And now we have this very tragic situation where you've got some 1,500 people who have been shot, mostly lower limb injuries from live ammunition at the fence from Israel, who will need 5 or 6 elective surgeries even before they start to go for rehabilitation. And there is no rehabilitation because there's no capacity there. There's no ability to treat those wounds properly. Many people were released into the community early because they didn't have the ability to treat them in the hospital. So you're going to have these bone diseases are going to kick in, amputation will take place, and many people of the next generation are going to be unable to perform and, you know, actually contribute to the society. I think people really can't understand why they're being treated this way, why the international community is silent on many of the things that are going on.
The PSI is conducting an online letter campaign in support of the Gaza health workers. A model letter can be found on the PSI's website at www.world-psi.org. And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.